A plan for heightened security at Independence Hall in Philadelphia is being criticized by local businesses and neighbors. The National Park Service wants to replace temporary security barriers around the hall and the Liberty Bell with a more permanent fence. Critics say the plan puts security ahead of liberty. From member station WHYY, Joel Rose reports.
Ever since 9/11, Independence Hall, the birthplace of America's democracy, has been protected by a maze of bicycle barricades and concrete jersey walls. The National Park Service, which is responsible for the site, says it wants to build a 6 to 8 foot fence around the hall and the nearby Liberty Bell Pavilion. The Park Service officially unveiled the plan at a public meeting last night. Spokesman Phil Sheridan says the symbolic value of the site makes it a potential target for terrorism.
We have both law enforcement reports from the intelligence agencies that talk that Al-Qaeda considers bombing places of symbolic value. Certainly no one could argue that Independence Hall and the Liberty Bell are not great symbols. Overlaid with that is our own security study that told us things that we needed to do in order to ensure the safety of Independence Hall, the Liberty Bell, and our visitors.
The Park Service commissioned the security report last year and then asked the city to permanently close a block of Chestnut Street that's just a few feet from Independence Hall. The block has been closed to car traffic since 9/11, and for 8 months it's been closed to pedestrians as well. In December, Philadelphia Mayor John Street agreed to make the closing permanent. But now, Mayor Street says he'll reconsider that decision after meeting this week with local business leaders like Kenneth Kaiserman, who owns a nearby food court.
Business has been down since this September 11th debacle. It's not really coming back. I think this tells people that this area is dangerous. And I think people are a little bit fearful about coming here.
It's not just local businesses that are opposed to making the security measures more permanent. George Thomas is a professor of urban studies at the University of Pennsylvania. Thomas says a fence around the Liberty Bell and Independence Hall would undermine the meaning of the site.
This isn't just preserving some artifact. This is intended as a symbol of our liberty, of our ability to mix and interact as we choose. And that's an overwhelming loss. And, you know, in a sense, it just gives the victory to Osama. It says we are more concerned about these objects than we are about the actual freedom that the objects connote.
Independence Hall and the Liberty Bell draw tourists from all over the country, like Tracy Eversall of Kentucky. She says the heightened security plan seems appropriate.
I mean, I would want to be safe. I mean, I think this would be a big target area, and so it wouldn't bother me, I don't think.
But Darcy Maturi of Abington, Pennsylvania, says the new measures are over the top.
We don't want people to be discouraged. If they see fences like that, they're going to be discouraged. They're not going to want to wait in line or wait to get into things.
Park Service officials say they still hope Mayor John Street will decide to close Chestnut Street permanently. The mayor says he'll consult with the Park Service, the police, and security experts before making a final decision, all of which means the bicycle barricades around Independence Hall may be around for a long time to come. For NPR News, I'm Joel Rose in Philadelphia.